But if we hope for what we do not yet have, we wait for it patiently. Romans 8:25. This was a quote from the Bible that I needed to really sit with in 2016, which is why I chose patience as my 2016 word goal of the year. Before I dive into why, let's catch everyone up who may just be joining us now. We are in the middle of a motivational series for The Pitch, where I've put a challenge out there to everyone to join me in my Word of the Year goal journey. Since 2014, I have been selecting just one word to be my word goal for the year. This practice has absolutely changed my life for the better, and I know it can be a powerful influence in your life too. In 2016, I found myself becoming very impatient with my life. Now, a full year out of my divorce, I thought I was ready to move on with my life and maybe even find a new person to love me. But every attempt I made to date someone ended in disappointment and disaster. My friends were really pressuring me to find someone to fill what they saw as a vacant part of my life, as if having a man in my life was as necessary as having a pair of pants. My life was just not complete until I found this person. The reality was, I really wasn't ready to date, and the pressure my friends were heaping up on me wasn't helping. The word patience is what I needed in 2016 as my mantra word goal to remind me that I was not in a rush to replace a space in my life that perhaps never needed to be filled. The pitch challenge today: what areas of your life do you need to become more patient? What are you pushing yourself to do that just doesn't feel right, but society, family, or friends are making you feel anxious or like you are missing out? Don't let the pressure or urgency of others push you down a path you are not supposed to be on right now. I knew in my heart that I was not ready to date after my divorce, but I pushed through and did it anyway because I thought that's what I was supposed to do. And in the end, the entire process didn't make me feel any better about myself and certainly didn't heal any of my emotional wounds. Going back to that Bible verse in Romans and back to my word of the year, patience, I was able to center myself on the truth that God did have something planned in my life. He just wasn't ready to reveal it yet, and I needed to trust in the process and wait patiently for something that I did not have, but I would have one day. Looking back on that year now, I'm really glad I chose the word patience and got out of the dating pressure cooker. Had I not done that at that time, who knows where I would have been today? Maybe living with another husband and repeating a relationship cycle that was not healthy for me. My friends were wrong in 2016. I didn't need someone to complete my life. What I needed was to be patient in my understanding that my new life had not yet unfolded, but soon it would become more clear, and in that process, I would be fulfilled with the joy of knowing that I was spending my time and talent on what I was always meant to do and be in this world.